For Little Friends. A Prayer is Answered by Sherry G. Wolfe, based on a true story. And a little child shall lead them. 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 12. Susie went to church after her primary teacher invited her. Susie's mom and dad did not go to church, but every Sunday they drove her there. Susie liked primary. One day, Susie was outside playing dolls with her next-door neighbor, Mary. When they went home for lunch, the girls left the dolls there. Later that afternoon, the girls returned to get their dolls. But Susie's doll was missing. She looked and looked, but could not find it. After supper, she came back to look for it again. Still, she could not find it. Then Susie remembered what her primary teacher had told her about Heavenly Father and how he loves all his children and will answer their prayers. Susie decided to kneel and ask Heavenly Father to help her find the doll. When she stood up, she had a feeling that she should look behind the tallest pine tree. Sure enough, the doll was there. Susie ran quickly home to tell her mother that she had prayed and found the missing doll. "Maybe I should go to church and learn how to pray to Heavenly Father, too," her mother said. Susie's mom and dad did go to church, and her mother learned how to pray to Heavenly Father and was baptized and confirmed a member of the church. Note: Cherry G. Wolfe is a member of the Brookwood Ward, Hillsboro, Oregon Stake. End of note. On the Go by Juliana Lewis. Kittens pounce, and so do I. Crickets bounce, and so do I. Snails creep, and so do I. Goats leap, and so do I. Boas slide, and so do I. Eagles glide, and so do I. Donkeys clop, and so do I. Kangaroos hop, and so do I. Tigers stalk, and so do I. And every now and then, I walk. Bagel Dad by Renee Roy Harding. This you may need some assistance with. The face of this bagel dad is half of a bagel spread with cream cheese. Ears are pieces of bagel. The hair, raisins or coconut. Eyes, cereal pieces, blueberries or raisins. Nose, strawberry or prune. Mouth, piece of pretzel or cereal. End of For Little Friends.